Wax Lyrical is made on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay respect to all the elders, the past, the present, and the young ones coming up. Sovereignty was never ceded.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wax Lyrical.
Alright, J-I-D and y'all niggas need to lay off the drugs. Some of y'all need to lay off the dope. My niggas getting it straight off the boat. Pure cut, put it straight to your nose. I ain't nosy, but I know what I know. Mr. Know-it-all, oh, here you go. I'm the goat, I never go with the flow. Throwing shots, boys, blow for a blow. I'm the nigga, kick the dough with the dough. I'm the nigga, fuck the hoe with a hoe. I'm the nigga, lit the blunt with the blunt. I'ma get it, cause I want what I want. I'ma say the shit again and again. I'ma go and put the shit to an end. I'm the six with the pencil with pen. Hit the blunt and mix the hand with the way. I'ma go ahead and lay off the Zans. I'ma fall back, sipping the lean. I gotta make sure my vision is clear. Oh, God knows now what it seems. 6, 5, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, told you know me. You don't want smoke, so what it's gonna be? Gotta watch what you say when you looking at me. Looking at God, looking for leaders, looking for kings. Look at the pain in your eye, nigga, look where we been. Look at our wins, look at our sins, and look at our skin. I've been on a frenzy been trying to give me a Benz. And your fuzzy ass lens won't fuck up the ends. Oh, God know where are my friends. Lord, forgive me, yeah, I need to repent. Mind blurred, need to lay off the drugs. Yeah, God ain't praying enough. Niggas down, we ain't saying enough. Cops firing, stockpiling, rock wildin'. Tell my little niggas lay off the stuff. Ronald Reagan, I can't thank him enough. Nah, I'm playing, nigga, racist, fuck. Told my nigga if he left a pack of sports around me, I'ma take him and throw him away. He smoke him around me, I'ma break him. And we almost have got in the fight. And I'm talking about dead dad finna fade him. Shit, but maybe I did too much. But fuck it, I love my nigga, I'ma save him. And he probably thinking I'm a player hater. I don't hate a player, I just need all my niggas to wake up and take a real good look. We a long way from Decatur. Long days still ahead of us. Wrong dead still scared of us. I'm just working my incredible. Stick my dick in the inevitable. So fuck whatever happened, fucking cinematic. Sins of the father, I'm a fucking addict. Understand addiction, so I'm sympathetic. But I know that I gotta be strong. I ain't trying to be where I don't belong. Lil' syrup sipping out of a phone. Lil' powder put the pot in the bone. I ain't tripping, I ain't saying it's wrong. But it's some other shit we could be on.
But you're not very good at anything.
No, I'm gonna text her late at night from messages that I probably shouldn't reply to. So I might ignore yours.
Yeah. Bianca's just gonna be another.
Actually, just don't text me. I've got my own stuff going on, and I actually really want to go out with my friends. I feel a little bit suffocated at the whiskey. I'm really suffocated.
Yeah, well,
I honestly just need a break.
Well, it's so funny that you would say that because
look,
I was literally
I'm just
saying,
trying to have I was fun.
I'm just trying to enjoy myself right now, and you're trying to start a fight with me.
What was the guy that
said that? Was, I think that was
no genuine moment.
No.
I'm just trying to.
No, enjoy yourself.
Everything cool,
enjoy
man.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked.
Enjoy yourself. I'm fucking. When I was in Melbourne, I got assaulted by this fucking random dude when I was with Beata and two other friends. Well, we're in Melbourne, and this guy goes, where they were like jumping around this very small mosh pit, like violently so. And our friend Maddie, who like is very sort of muscular, like was elbowing him in the chest, was kept jumping on us like a fucking cunt. He was like 6 foot tall, 4 foot wide. Like big dude, and he turns around and like starts yelling at her, and I was like, oh, can you fuck off? And he goes, and he looks at me and he goes, to this to my face, he goes, enjoy yourself. And I was like, I'm fucking trying. And then he grabbed me by the neck. It was so hectic. He grabbed me by the neck and threw me to the floor. This sticky as fuck.
But I have to accentuate this image of like this crowd of people and little Eleanor climbing over people with like her nails like a cat with their nails out.
So claw this cat in the face.
Like a cat.
Wait, he's
threw you down.
He picked me up by the neck. I've never been picked up like this. Picked me up by the neck and threw me to the floor. But I, like, you know how mums lift cars off their babies?
It was like a adrenaline, like.
Full adrenaline. And I launched myself, this dude, like, roaring to the ground. Like, attack this man who had attacked me. And it's so funny because Bea was like, I didn't even see him attack you. I just saw him. And it was so funny, and the crowd just like put, because everybody was like, that's fucked. So y'all just pushed this guy back, except that I was like, no, because I didn't get my justice. Like, fuck that guy, right?
You got him good, at least.
Oh, you
reached him.
Yeah, except that, like,
he was already a fucked.
Yeah, like a. The night I got assaulted, as it shall henceforth be known.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that was funny. Especially because we didn't want to go out to this party. We've gone down to Melbourne and we've visited our friends.
Looking for the right situation, occupation, sick of wasting. So much time, no more waiting. Losing patience on the elevator. Trying to raise up my vibration. With the most I have in a conversation. Working on the plan to get this paper. Now I'm faded. High off these papers. Get these fucking bills paid. Sam cooking till the meal's made. I wasn't sleeping and it's still late. Catch me creeping when it's real late. Catch me creeping when it's real late. Asking you just to speak the truth. Get these fucking bills paid. Sam cook it till the meal's made. I wasn't sleeping and I'm still late. Catch me creeping when it's real late. Catch me creeping when it's real late.
Catch me creeping in my spaceship. Yeah, I'm talking about my body. Yeah, I'm talking metaphysics. Yeah, I'm one of them space pimps. Pippin' flows, that's my hobby. Getting dough, that's my hobby. Been a hustler since 86. Since I came on my mama body. Been trying to win this fucking lottery and win this sweepstakes grip. Till I wake up in a Bugatti. And two Range Rovers behind me, like.
Get these fucking bills paid. Sam cook it till the meal's made. I wasn't sleeping and I still ain't. Catch me creeping when it's real late. Catch me creeping when it's real late. Get these fucking bills paid. Sam cook it till the meal's made. I wasn't sleeping and I'm still late. Catch me creeping when it's real late.
Really? Actually, on a hill we can see from our balcony.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
Well, when you came here once before.
Yeah, when I came here with Ricochet, would have been like 2014, I think, when we used to come here for tours.
Yeah.
We were staying at Oscar's folks' place on this side of the river. It's not really a river, is it? On this side of the bay. Like underneath that hill, I think we can see the sun setting over there.
Yeah.
And we were there for like a week. And it's kind of crazy. I've never had an experience like this or after.
Yeah.
But I got to the top and I had this feeling like I could switch on this imaginative episode where I was like acting out the like Moses on the Mount experience.
Oh, where he's got the like stone.
Yeah.
Is it like a tome?
The tablets. And it's like I knew it wasn't the same as hallucinating. I wasn't like thinking, oh, this is really happening.
Yeah.
But I could kind of like turn it on in my mind and go, all right, this is what I'm acting out now. I'm kind of going through the motions of that experience. I sort of just like stood at the top, got opened up on this clearing at the top of the mountain, just looked out on it and felt something close to the feeling of like being connected with a higher power.
Really?
Yeah. And like had a big stick with me. Big staff.
I don't know if Moses had that, man.
Yeah,
dude, yeah, he had a staff.
Check out
he just dropped it.
Check out his Insta page, man. Yeah. He always had a staff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And just like walked around and like got a little bit lost and went down the other side of the mountain and kind of, this is going to sound super cheesy, but felt like I really kind of communed with the landscape and like bowed to trees and felt very connected to everything around me.
Really? Yeah. You like bowed down?
Yeah. You should actually try that sometime. Like, just try bowing to things you respect. In fact,
no
bow
shit.
Bow to everything. It doesn't matter what it is. Just take a moment and bow to something and see what it does to the way you experience that thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Makes you think about it differently. Because bowing is such a sign of respect.
Yeah. It's funny, hey, like you actually don't think about bowing being something to serve yourself.
Mm.
Normally it's an act that feels like it's to serve the external factor.
Exactly. But in fact, I kind of, from that experience, started bowing a lot to things. Like, there was a while where every time I'd practice piano, before I'd start, I'd bow to the piano.
Really?
Yeah. I still do it occasionally, and it still feels the same, like, kind of meaningful expression of gratitude and respect.
Man, I really dig that. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah, I remember there was this one tree that I came across on that big walk that just had this particular aura about it. It was a real thick trunk on the tree. Myself of like that experience. It's actually that mountain we're looking at right now, I'm pretty sure. And you wouldn't really call it a mountain, would you? But you can see that spot beyond the line of houses where it becomes dense. There's like winding paths up there and a kind of mysterious, untouched vibe. Man, so much of Tasmania has that. It's a real feeling of like weight and presence in nature.
What a deep, dark history to this place, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those places I've only read about. And and to visit it is, like, with all of the contextual weight that it holds is... Yeah, it's a really fascinating land, you know. It's part of our country by political, like, imaginary divisions drawn by our systems, but man, it's a funny thing to see it in person.
It feels like if Australia has skeletons in the closet, then this is the darkest closet.
Mm.
And it's hard to know if it's, I'm just so influenced by the knowledge of, or some bare knowledge of this place, that I'm projecting that onto it, or if there's something different here. It's hard to describe it other than that it feels a bit darker.
They call Coney Island the playground of the world. There was no place like it in the whole world like Coney Island when I was a youngster. No place in the world like it. It was so fabulous. Now it shrunk down to almost nothing, you see? And I still remember in my mind how things used to be. And, you know, I feel very bad. But people from all over the world came here. From all over the world. It was a playground, they call it the playground of the world over here. Anyways, when I was very small, I even got lost in Coney Island, but they found me on the beach. And we used to sleep on the beach here, sleep overnight. They don't do it anymore. Things changed, see. They don't sleep anymore on the beach.
Thank you.
His skin held ink, a sooty crucifix by his crow's feet. There amongst the vacant terraces and split concrete, an old pickup lingered, a spark flickering in its bowels. The lone stranger sucked down his cigarette as kids backflip from spring-pierced mattresses in the thoroughfare. His mobile shivered. Ash and glow arced from the pickup's window and he flipped open his phone. His face shone like a specter for a moment before he snapped the burner in two and tossed it. Somewhere in all that dark, it conferred with the street, but the kids in the thoroughfare felt no need to witness. He scratched his porcupine chin before sinking further into his hood and pulling on a pair of surgical gloves. The kids wrangled with each other and cackled. Tarps fell in the night. Old news rose and wavered, only to dip again like fallen leaves. Light from a condemned terrace flickered out across the way. Those kids paused and watched as the hooded figure exited the vehicle, a weight wedged in his belt, metal jingling in his jeans. He staggered to the pickup's tray and pulled free a plastic canister before striding across the street to the dilapidated terrace. Night took him in, fractured glass somewhere in the Ebon, muffled voices in the terrace. One of the kids watched, pushing flat his loose braids, a fray in each knot. The figure reappeared from the terrace, cupping the side of his face, the surgical gloves peeled back on his fingers like mange. A whimpering crackle became a roar as the terrace belched blood-red flames. Those street corners lit up, ambering the kid's cheeks. The man made it back to his vehicle, his fingertips singed. He sat there shaking in an attempt to light another cigarette. Flames licked the heavens from busted windows, beckoning and lashing out at whatever lay beyond. The man wheezed, barely blinking at his creation. The pickup's bowels would light up again as though it sheltered a storm. A man within, a kid without. That old click and clap would signal finality, and a man with no time to grieve for himself would stop trembling. Blood trailing that sooty crucifix. The kid with loose braids, unable to recall a eulogy, would tuck his pistol into his pocket and turn from the truck, turn from the body left inside. He would wander back to the piled mattresses, pass right by them and into the streets. Thank you.
Hey, young blood. Come here, let me talk to you. I seen you grow up all your life around here. Never said two words. But I ain't gonna be here forever. You done come up, and this your block. Your daddy owned that house. My mama owned this one. This your hood. Make sure you taking some photos, man. Before you know it, it won't be the same. I'm telling you. Enough with all that. You're gonna be the one that these young cats look up to. So be careful how you move. They watching you like a hawk, man. It's your turn to rise up. It's on you. So what you gonna do with it?
Yo, it's good, bro.
What's poppin', bro? How you feeling, bro? You just crazy. I see you, man.
Bro, I see you. I'm like, man, damn, bro. I love to see that shit, bro.
Gotta do it for the hood.
You feel me? Ready for the back, man.
It's only been like 4 months or shit. I'm just...
I'ma come check on you.
Hair braids and band-aids, double dust queens and hairspray, diamond nose spades and milk crates. Say it to my face if you feel away. I hit you with that boom boom back like it's Dilla Day. Boy from the hood, but he been away. I am home. On the Ave, pen and poems, got a draft on a scroll. Put the scraps on the stove, now I'm cooking. I've been harnessing these lessons, I've been grabbing every blessing, word is ours. Manifested, been writing it in the stars. Spent my whole 26 fighting against the odds. All while they was sleeping, was building my Noah's Ark. We've been through so much that our spirits glow in the dark. Jay help every nigga in Hollywood beat the charge. I'm home, and our river is overflowing with God and love. My son here nappy just like his mama. I do my own thing, I'm indie just like my father. I am obligated to take the baton farther than anybody before me. For everybody that follow, be from the earth. They couldn't buy me a nigga, know what he worth. I'm the product of the sun, rain, and dirt. My garden is in full bloom.
Alright, alright, okay. Oh my god, here we go. Oh shit! Algal?
Yes?
Can you give me that list of memories you have there? I'm going to choose one.
Okay. Upside down orange vomit. Don't look at me with those eyes. Golf ball. Don't ever do that to me again. And piss. Shut up.
See, this is good. I kind of want to... Can I hear two? Can I hear two of these stories or only one?
You can hear as many as you want.
Really?
I thought the last one was piss shutter. But it's piss shut it? Up. Both are good.
Both are
I want to hear
good.
A story for each.
Actually, yeah, let's start with that one. Can we do the last one first?
Piss shut up.
Shut up. Can you detail that, please?
I was little, but old enough to know how to talk, but not old enough to know many swear words. And I was angry, and I was in the kitchen, and I started yelling, piss, shut up, piss, shut up. That's all I know. Because I was angry, but those were the only words that I knew.
That's like trying to express yourself with a limited vocabulary. That's insane.
I knew I'd been so sheltered that they hadn't taught me the advanced swear words yet.
Yeah.
Imagine if you got a book, Advanced Swear Words 101. Happy, hey son, happy 10th birthday. Advanced Swear
Words
101.
Yeah.
You've leveled up.
You've leveled up. You get the advanced swear words now. See if you can...
You, son, back to the beginning. I want to hear more from you.
You have to repeat a level. I'm sorry. Piss, shut up. It's good. Can I get the top end of that one as well? The upside down orange vomit?
Yes. That was also when I was young and young enough that it's sort of... in that sepia haze that all childhood memories are. And I was at Clovelly Beach on the southern side on the grass, lying down upside down on an incline, and I was eating a segment of orange upside down. And my dad said, "Don't do that, you'll vomit." And I did it anyway, and I leant up and vomited.
That's the whole story, right?
That's it.
I love it.
I want to know what happened after you vomited. Was your dad annoyed?
He's like, told you.
No, what I remember was that he didn't say, "I told you so." That stuck in...
Your dad has class.
That's nice.
Yeah. Do you have any memories you want to talk about?
None. I have zero memories. You have zero memories?
Yeah, we've been meaning to talk about this on the podcast.
I was born today. Fuck, we have to start
That's
again.
That's all right. No, it's... I might not use any of this, guys. There's a good chance I'll use none of this.
I have zero memories.
So absent DJ, you have no memories.
I have no memories. I was born today.
You should tattoo all the important things in your life on your body, like that movie Memento.
But I can't remember them. That's the problem.
That is, a problem, yeah.
Or like Michael Scofield in Prison Break. He has all he needs to know tattooed on his body.
He does, yeah. How to get out of the prison.
What happens when he gets out, though?
Exactly.
It's all mood.
He has a body of tattoos. They did get out. They got out at the end of the first season. And then there was like four more seasons of the show Prison Break.
On the run.
On the run. I'm pretty sure they ended up back in a different prison as well, like a tougher prison as well. Ridiculous.
I can't tell that memory. That's too intense.
It's okay. No one knows who you are.
No, because I told my friends this memory the other day.
That's just your friends, though. Can you tell it anyway?
No, it's about pooing in my pants. I don't want to tell that.
Dude, sorry. We've all pooed in our pants.
Yeah, I know. That's some stage in our lives. I was thinking of a different memory.
Good memory.
Also, so far, all the memories have been about swearing, vomiting.
Those are the distinct memories.
That's true. Why is that?
Should we graph that?
Yeah. Graph that. Those are the distinct memories.
No, should we put that in a graph?
I thought you meant graph as in graph it on the wall.
We're all on very different levels today.
What's new?
Hey, y'all, it's Westside Pooty. And we're getting money. Y'all, bro. This Griselda.
Griselda. Griselda. Griselda.
Hey, yo. Less Coachella, Coachella. No cut on my slabs, you niggas know better. You can tell we working by the porch light. Supply 350s with the orange stripe. The door flew off after one kick. We robbed everybody, we was on shit. Snatching bricks like Bianco. Fashion week, 10 coppers in the Diablo. Motherfucker, I'm a legend.
As we
motherfucker, I'm a legend.
They give you what you want.
Hey yo, the GLE Benz was all gold. The back full of text that all fold. Gold yard duffel with the Mighty Mouse. Four bedrooms, that's a tiny house. I'm about to go stove shopping. We gon' get rich if the O's locking. 100 round drums for you fucks. Be for me, I wish you best of luck. Motherfucker, I'm a legend.
G? X?
Motherfucker, I'm a legend.
Hey yo,
I'm looking like an off-white lookbook. Two bricks for 50, that's a good look. My chain made your bitch extra wet. So I fucked in the Tesla X. So many chains on, I wish I had an extra neck. Extendo clip, pigging out the cot while in sweats. Baking soda in the recipe. Waking up the pretty bitches laying next to me. And RSVP went Kevin crazy. Club Monet wish she was living so he could paint me. Motherfucker, I'm a legend. Motherfucker, I'm a legend.
All right, here we go again. Get ready, because is this Friday night. It's all going to happen as part of SummerSlam 88 from Madison Square Garden in New York City, the wrestling extravaganza of this summer. By the way, be part of it right now. Get on a horn and call. Make arrangements for this Friday night on a pay-per-view basis all over the country, by the way, and SummerSlam 88. Most fun, by the way, you can have with your clothes on.
Let's do an entire episode where we
sing the words.
Sing the tracks. Yeah, cool.